Lead yourself. Lead SA.
Right, we might have time to squeeze in two entries today. We're just going to see how our timing goes, but certainly we are going to introduce you right now to a foundation that supports burn victims during their critical recovery process. If time allows, we'll find out how a community in the Winelands has rallied around to support its homeless population. If we don't get time to get to that interview today, we will bring it to you in a subsequent version of this diary. Please just remember, if you want to tell us about a Good Samaritan in your neighbourhood, or perhaps an neighbourhood, or perhaps an NPO that is making a difference in the lives of those who need it most, all you need to do is send an email to pippah@capetalk.co.za. Tell us a little bit about them and just pop the words Lead SA into the subject line. Now, I'm delighted to be joined in studio today by two ladies who have a very big mountain ahead of them in just a couple of weeks' time. One of them is Kami Paloma, who is the founder of an NPO called the Avela Foundation, set up in 2015. And it is intended to support particularly child victims of burn injuries. Since it was established, Kami and her friends have been taking on some pretty challenging tasks to raise money for the foundation. And one of those friends is with us today, Ilani van Rienen, who is going along on the next big adventure. To both of you, welcome to Cape Talk and thanks so much for joining us.
No, thank you. We're so excited to be here. Thank you so much.
We've been chatting for weeks, so it's an absolute pleasure to finally be able to get you into studio. Kami, you're originally from El Salvador. What brought you to South Africa?
Oh my gosh, I just fell in love with this country when I first came in 2005 as a tourist and just absolutely loved it. In 2011, I brought my kids back. Then I went back to Miami where they were, I lived for 38 years. And then I told my kids and I said, listen, I think I'm going back because there is something for me to do and I need to find out what it is. And 6 years later, I have this amazing foundation that is helping children with burn injuries, which is very gratifying. And I think that the foundation itself is definitely making a difference a little bit. You know, step by step, but we are helping a lot of children.
So I love this story. You felt a pull. You felt a sense that there was something more for you here, and you actually came and created that more for yourself. I know you volunteered as at a children's hospital burn unit for 3 years. Tell us what you experienced.
Yes,
there.
I came to when I came for 3 months because that's the only time that we're allowed to stay in this country. I searched, and somebody told me of the wonderful work that the Red Cross War Memorial does, and I was asked right away to please go and volunteer at the burn ward. And when I was asked, and I said, no, I don't think I can do that. There is no way. And then the lady says, listen, Kami, that's where we need somebody right now. So I kind of just got my strength and I prayed for God to guide me where I needed to be and to give me the strength to do it. And I walked into the burn ward and I swear I saw those children and I just fell in love and I knew that that was the place I needed to be.
Okay.
So then I went back to Miami where I was living, and then 6 months later I came, applied for my retired visa. I couldn't get another visa to stay longer, and now I'm here for 6 years.
So you've managed to get here and stay here.
Yeah.
And in the process now, you have founded the Avela Foundation, obviously inspired by your volunteer experience.
Yes.
Tell us what the foundation is all about, Kami.
Well, what we do is our first project that happened about a year ago, I partnered with the collaborator with the Smile Foundation, and together we raised 1.5 million rand to buy a laser machine, which is state-of-the-art laser machine that helps the children with their scarring. As you can imagine, a child with scars is very difficult for them to live in this society because we still haven't learned how to embrace them when they look different. So this machine is doing amazing work. We donated it a year ago to the Red Cross Children's, and I believe they're treating already about over 300 kids a year. And the difference is from one treatment, you can see the difference where the mother, when they see the children after the first treatment, they look at the child and say, wait a second, my child is no longer burned. So it's really creating miracles. And not only for the parents, parents, but also for the children, because it must be very traumatic for the parents to go through something like this and see their children burned.
By complete coincidence, I happened to be at the Red Cross War Memorial Children's Hospital the day that laser machine was delivered. I was dropping off some puzzles and toys and clothes at the family support unit there.
Oh my gosh.
And I wish you could have seen the excitement. I'm sure you did see the excitement on the faces of the staff at having that arrive. So just amazing to realize today that it's you who made that happen.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's not me,
you
but
and many others.
Yes,
yeah.
For many others. Yeah.
Now, let's bring Lani into the conversation, because Lani, I mean, you are joining with Cammy on the next big fundraising venture. We'll talk about what you're going to do in a minute. But how did you come to be associated with the Avela Foundation?
Through a mutual friend. I met Cammy, and then when an email came through one day, who wants to join Cammy to go to Everest? I did what I always do. I put my hand up and said yes, and then asked the detail afterwards. But by that time, I was, completely committed. And for me, it's a personal bucket list thing that I would love to do, but. It's a bucket list thing with a heart. Mm-hmm. And I really associate with the Avela Foundation and the cause. Being an occupational therapist by training, and having worked with children with burn injuries.
Okay. Because, I mean, Cammy has spoken about, obviously, the psychological impact of looking different and being scarred. But as an OT, you must have encountered the much more challenging part of it, which many children have impact on their fine motor skills, their gross motor skills. It impacts on their ability to live a normal life.
Absolutely does. Now, I haven't worked as an occupational therapist for many, many, many years. And this is, for me, a little push to become involved again, and I intend to go to the OT department at the Red Cross, and I want to be taught how to work with children with burn injuries. But for now, the fundraising is
where you feel you can contribute.
Contribution,
okay.
Yes.
So you've mentioned the little case of that mountain called Everest. Cammy, what's the task and what's the challenge this year that you're taking on?
We are trying to raise 2 million rand. We're already a little bit above 1 million, which is amazing. And the Smile Foundation and Avela, we would love to help start this You Matter program, which is a program that is going to help children with burn injuries and their families on the road to the emotional support. We believe that is very, very important to equip the parents first with the right tools so they can help the children as they get older. Because the hospital does the most amazing work. Believe me, I have never seen so many dedicated doctors, staff, everybody at Red Cross are angels. And they do incredible work. But then what happens when the children go home? Then the parents, we need to equip the parents to tell them what to say to a child that is burned. A lot of them get hidden because they believe that they're cursed. And then the communities don't want to see children that are burned. So a lot of them are hiding. A lot of them only come out at night when they grow older. They kill themselves. They go through alcoholism, drugs. So what we're trying to do with this program is to get a community together and to have them come and open up and share their stories, so it will be like a mentorship program where other parents can help other new parents with survivors' children with burns, and also older mentors, older burn survivors that have gone through this help younger burn survivors. So it's a win-win, because I have seen it already. I have seen where we have a gentleman that, William Bartman, that he is one of our ambassadors for the Avela Foundation. He's a burn survivor. He's 44. Mm. He's working as a volunteer at Red Cross already. And he does the most amazing work working with the parents and the children. He's 68, almost 70% burned. And so he's helping a lot of giving hope to the kids and to the parents that there is hope after a burn injury. So that's why it's very important for us to have this program to give to the parents and to the children. So that's the reason why we're doing Everest. We need the funding. So we would love for all of South Africans to come together and donate through Back a Body page. You will find us very easily as the Avella Foundation is listed on the banner. And please, I can only ask from the bottom of my heart. I am speaking on their behalf. We need that program established. The sooner, the better.
Mm.
So,
okay, so you're a few weeks ago away from heading to Nepal. You're not climbing to the top of Everest, but you're doing the walk to base camp and trekking in Nepal, which is, I know, a big physical challenge all on its own.
Yeah, it's huge.
How much training has gone into this? I mean, Lani, how do you manage to fit it into your day? What does it take?
It takes getting up early in the morning, and that's the first challenge. I've just done quite a strenuous hike in the Bafiaans Kloof, and I did the Argus, and now I've got 6 weeks to go.
Cape Cycle Tour is called now. Cape,
yeah, Cape Cycle Tour.
You're all doing it, don't worry.
Yeah, so I think that, a lot of, it's very important to do the kind of walking that we're going to do there. So we've got this beautiful mountain in our backyard. So doing Lion's Head, going up Skeleton Gorge, doing Platteklip, that's the kind of training that I think one needs to do. And with 6 weeks going, we've got to step on it.
Well, step up to the plate, as it were. The target is 2 million rand, more than halfway there already, which is amazing. All that remains to say is, firstly, to our listeners, please go and look for that Back a Buddy campaign. Avella Foundation, spelled A-V-E-L-A. We would love to have you add your support to their fundraising trek. And the second thing that remains to be said is good luck to you both. I hope
Thank you.
You come back with that 2 million rand achieved and surpassed, and that the vision of this program becomes a reality really soon. Thank you so much for sharing the story.
Thank you so much for having us, Pippa.
Thank you,
Pippa. Very kind of you.
Cammy, my final question is, does the Avella Foundation have a website we can direct our listeners to?
Yes, it's www.avellafoundation.com.
AvellaFoundation.com. Yes. Cammy Paloma, the founder of the foundation, and Lani van Rien, and one of the walkers in this year's big fundraising trek in Nepal. Our good wishes go with you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.